the end of Shir'ah that didn't finish out well in this last line, which I want to revisit that. I think it's.
I think it's a good shot. And then the two places we have two more things that are in the sugya. One is the machlekes Rambam Rosh. We won't have Shir on Sunday. In honor of the wedding, we won't have Shir on Sunday. I just have Baruch Hashem. I'm pretty sure I have events from, I think, starting at 10:30 on Sunday. 10:30. The chassan in Lakewood and chassan back in, I think, the Pearl Hill.
So, what's
that?
Next,
in Lakewood. Right. And they have two events in the morning. Whoever's going to be in Teaneck or Bergenfeld this Shabbos? So we have Plavyansky coming. Are you going to be around?
In Teaneck.
Okay, good. So, you want to cross over to Bergenfeld?
For sure.
So, Plavyansky is going to be in our shul for Shabbos. He'll be with us Friday night in our home. So we're going to come by for after dinner for dessert. Okay?
Would
that be an
oneg? Would that be an oneg with him?
I think it'd be unofficial. Just, I'm going to get my wife nervous. You know. So we asked, I haven't finished up with it, but I think we'll be giving the drush in the morning. And then we asked them to give two shirim in the afternoon. So one shir we asked them to give is, this is Rabbi Cohen's idea, is the Or Chaim. He would write for guys who were in the 44, who didn't read the Or Chaim when they graduated. Like a catch-up Or Chaim. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And the other shir we asked them to give is an overview of Sifrei Machshava. And how a person chooses his zones in his Sefer Machshav. So, so one will be before Mincha, I can have him finished up with him, and we'll finish up later on today. Oh, and then there's also interesting, Motzoi Shabbos. We have, I've invited all of the Machanchim in the neighborhood to have a conversation, a Q&A. If anybody wants to come, it'll be in the shul, I think 10:15. I have to confirm the exact time. We had last time we came, we had it was a very nice evening. So this time it'll be Rabbi Piyaski and Rabbi Merkin Sr. will also be coming. So that should be interesting. Yeah, so please, anybody wants to come, have a pleasure. Good. So yesterday we focused in on the Halim Pshat in the Sugya. And we pointed out, I think the most important Torah is again the Tosis Dibra Maschil Rabbi Yochanan says there are two ways you can learn the Sugya. You could learn the Sugya that initially till Dav Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, so we were assuming that Rabbi Yechon and Shlokesh were discussing every stage of Eish. And then at the end of the Sugya, then we have the Chiddush. No, there are three stages of Eish. The first stage obviously comes up in Chav Beis Amud Aleph. But there's Kol Lechitzav and before Kol Lechitzav. And the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Shlokesh is only about shaloi kol lechitzav. Or you could learn, no, the Gemara always knew there are three stages of Eish. Or better yet, Rabbi Yechon Shlokesh, they knew what they were talking about. So they were always arguing about the second stage of Eish. The Gemara initially had to define that they were not talking about the first stage of Eish. And the Gemara at the end says they were nothing with the third stage of Eish, but Rabbi Yechon Shlokish always knew. So when I asked Rabbi Yechonon why he didn't hold Rabbi Shlokish, he's not going to defend himself based on the misunderstanding of the Sugya. He's going to say the Hezber based on the Maskon of the Sugya. Right? So that's the way that I was wanted to explain. I wanted to follow through with that sheet in Tosfos. So that sheet of Tosfos is saying that the second stage of Eish is after he's done the Maisa B'Yadayim, and before we say that after the Maisa B'Yadayim, and while it's following the normal and expected trajectory without any surprises. That's Ishoi. As opposed to Eish is after the normal trajectory has been exhausted and it keeps on going. So that's classic Eish. That's the Maskon of the Sugya. So classic Eish is after it's exhausted its normal trajectory. I'm Chaya for that as well. And that's the halacha when I'm Chaya, when I'm Chaya, when I'm Potter and Tomer. Right? So, according to one day in Tosfos, Rabbi Yechonon's din should begin with the pasuk, "Kira dechsev ki seitzei eish ki seitzei meatzma yishalei mamavir severa." That's when it's kolu lechitzav. Ki seitzei eish. Shma mina eish mishum chitzav. So that teaches us that Isho, that before it is seisei me atzma, when it's still your Eish, so then it's Mishum Chitza. Ki seisei me atzma, it's the new Av of Eish. Before seisei me atzma, it's Isho. So according to Rabbi Yechonon, the Pasuk is teaching me that there are these two separate stages of Eish. Rish Lakish doesn't have the two stages. He holds ki seisei Eish. Ki seisei Eish is the moment that you've removed your Maisa V'Yadayim. So then we explained that the Gemara asked Rish Lakish first, Rish Lakish Ma'itayma Le'omer Kerav Yechanan. In other words, the Muskel Rishon would be that this is Chitzav. This is the result of some action that you took, but you're no longer holding on to the chetz. So the halach is, we know from Rebaruch Ber and Nosha, Leish ben Abarzel, that koicha shel adam kegufay. So chitzav is koicha, yesh is koicha. Before kol lechitzav. So Rish Lakish, he said in kol haTorah kul, so he says, no. Chitzav mikoicha kaozel. That din of koichai is that I can still point out that whatever this arrow is doing, whatever this second, whatever koichai is doing is predictable entirely from my masa. That's koichai. Where the arrow is going, how far it's going, how fast it's going, how strong it's going, all depends on my maisa. I can stop at any point in time and say, the reason why it's where it is, because of original maisa. This nakuda is of huge importance to the Mokyesa. And the, so my time, it's not Kerechai. Rabbi Yechon, the time of Shlokish, Rabbi Yechon, Shlokish is a good hezbo now. Right, he's saying that chitzav is defined that it's always going to be connected and recognizably connected to your masa. Rabbi Yechonon is saying no, chitzav means any koichai kegufay means anything, any item, any event that I put into motion. So Eish is still Mishum Chitzav, put into motion until I get to the point where it's the fence that's there. if when the fence falls down because Ruach Sheinu Metzuya, so the next part I did not put that into motion. That's a ma'adam chayy for that, because I have to be responsible for it. But that's not my chayz anymore. So, Rabbi Yechon may tam lomik v'shlokish. So, omel lecha, in other words, Rabbi Yechonon v'shlokish is defined chitza accurately. So, why don't we say that he's correct, that this is not min noshal barzel min oeitz? He's meduik in the pasuk. He's meduik in koychai. So why did you hold that this eisho? What before kol lechitzav is a din in? Is not a din in koychai? Why did you say it's a din in momen? So Rosh Yechonon's answer is anachaname. Rosh Lakish is svaradik. Why I can't say Rosh Lakish because his alternative to say momen that's not correct. Why isn't it correct? Because Mamani says Isbe Mamasha. Halet Mamasha. So that's where you get stuck. But at the end of the day, Eish, you're gonna be chayef for Eish. So you're gonna be chayef for an Eish She'in Bei Mamash. That's where you get stuck in Spani Rabbi Yechonon. So that's what I wanted just to revisit, to be sharper, that I think I misread this Tosfos yesterday. So Tosfos says Afal Gav, the boar less bei mamasha. Tais asks a sharper question. What do you mean? Boar is not mamash. Shechiv atayr lahavali lam b'chavotay. If you hold like Rav, that's lahavali. Mikol mokayim, mamoyna ke'ein, mikol mokayim, mamoyna ke'ein chitzam, shendarki lech lahazik is bei mamashas. However, the moment that's kechetz, I misread this yesterday, the moment that's kechetz, is always darker than mazik. Bor is a unique form of momen or mazik. So enachanami, we're not. Eish is not going to be modeled after bor. If eish is going to whatever I'm going to be machayev on the second stage of eish is not going to be bor because bor is stationary. It's going to be modeled after a moment that is Heilech Umazik. Of the moment that's Heilech Umazik, I'm only Chayiv if it's a Dover Sheyesh Bei Mamash. Right. What's the Hezbra Dover? What's the Hezbra Dover? When I'm Chayiv for something that I created, I bought the animal, I bought the shore, I bought the reason why the shein, why the shore is there is because I put it there. The reason why the stone is there and nibbling it is because I bought it this area. So I'm only chayiv for the results of my actions that are hoylech umazik if it's a davar sheyesh bei mamash. But the Torah was not mechayiv me for the results of my actions that are not tangible. Right? One could suggest, possibly, the results of my actions that are stationary, so Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechayev me for that. That's the chavoli. But Hailech Umazik, that's only a Dovah Shishmah. It's only if I can rein in this animal that I can rein in. Or we could say that Rabbi Yechonon is responding to Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, you said that Eishem Mishum Chitzav doesn't work. Why? Because Chitzav is only if I'm still in control of the Chetz, right? So therefore you said it's Eishoy is Momoynoy. Well, the Torah is only Mechadish Momoyn Shehoylech Umazik with Isvei Mamosha. You're telling me that the Torah is machadesh, that chetz is limited to being connected to my original maisa in such a way that whenever I see this chetz, I can still relate it back its speed, its power, its distance, all my maisa, right? And therefore, Eish does not satisfy koichen ki gufoi, it doesn't satisfy olam ha-mazik. So you're saying momen. So I'm saying that it doesn't satisfy momen ha-mazik. Because momen ha-mazik, momen shohilichu mazik, is all devashish ha-mamash. You can always say, this is the animal that this guy purchased. But this is no longer the age that this person put in the fire. So Yechum and Shlokish are both arguing their positions. They're saying, my chiddush has to be correct. In other words, ultimately, Rabbi Yechanan expands the concept of Koich and Kegufa. Mishlokish expands the halacha of Chiyuv al-Mamoyne. All right? But the reason for expanding is Enachanami. But Yechanan and both agree that the initial presentation of the Torah of Chitzav could be limited to exclude Eish. And the presentation of Momin Amazik can be limited to exclude Eish. That is why the Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish have to argue from the negative. Right? Now let's go a step further. Rabbi Yechanan, according to one day in Taisvis, is I have a pasuk. Right? So, and when Rabbi Yechanan distances Rish Lakish, it's only to explain why he does not darshan the pasuk otherwise. So even though Rabbi Yechanan's argument is l'chayre, the weaker argument, right? Now, Rish Lakish's argument that this is not match chitun Torah is very powerful. Rabbi Yechanan's argument that it doesn't match mamim because mamim shem mamish is much harder to defend. So Tesis explains that, but is it another inami? We'll come back to in a moment. So Tesis explains than in a chanami. But Rabbi Yechanan is only explaining why he doesn't darshan the pasuk in a different way in order to accommodate Rish Lakish's concern. So according to Tosfos, at least one day in Tosfos, the sugya begins again. We have Eish, when it's loy kolu lechitza. So, Rish Lakish, Alpi Svarma says loy kolu lechitza, but the Torah has a sugiv Eish, the Torah. And if it's a mice be daim, it's on mamazik. Once it's no longer a mice be daim, That is the parsha Eish. I don't. That's what the Torah is being mechadish. Rabbi Yechanan says no. We should darshan the pasuk as ki seitze Eish meatzma. The Torah is saying Eish begins only after kol lechitza. So I have to explain what's the mechayev of kol lechitza. I don't have a mahalach. I know I'm chayev. As we pointed out yesterday, if you're chayev for Kol Lechitza, you got to be chayiv for the Kol Lechitza. So I know I'm chayiv. It's like the brisker rubs opening to Baba Kama. I know I'm chayiv, but under what oven am I going to put it? So Rabbi Yechanan says that. So Rish Lakish says, don't darshan the pasuk that way. Rabbi Yechanan explains why he will not darshan the pasuk like Rish Lakish. This is a pshat in the pasuk. He says, "Yes, me'atzma." Rish Lakish saying that because this is such a chiddush in the terms of chitzav, so we should darshan the pasuk differently. He says, "Dami me'atzma," and the chiddush of Eish begins right after Ma'aseh Yadayim stops. Rabbi Yechanan says that I'm committed to the drosh of the pasuk. Mimela, this teaches me that I'm going to expand the concept of koyche kigufay. And then Rabbi Yechanan says that, so why don't I say Yosh Lakish? Because, so that's more of a dichuya. Because if I would say like Rosh Lakish, then I have to say that Eish before Kol Lechitzav is a din of Mamin and Mazik, and that's Mechitesa, that Mamin and Mazik is the result of Chai for something that is Adosh Yishmei Mamash. But again, it's according to Tosfos, it's confirming, it's validating a drush. That's why the svar is such a powerful svar. Tosfos inami, you can also say that bor is different, that bor is isbei mamosha, because the maisa which created the bor is a very, very visible, tangible act to this world. Okay, now, having said all of this, so the next question is, once we pass on Rabbi Yechanan, which is the way that we're going to pass this. So, when Rabbi Yechanan expands the concept of Chitzav, did he expand it for Kol HaTorah Kulo? Alright? So once you appreciate that Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan's Mahalach HaMachshav over here, that the Torah says, Ki Seitzei Eish Me'ei Leho, and therefore, when it's loy kol lechitzav, it's odam amazik. So, that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh, Rambam and Rashi. Whether now we have a yesoid in kol haTorah kulam. And the next question is, how far does kol haTorah kulam go? Right? In other words, the Rambam and the Rosh say, what about Ritzicha? Do we just say that koichai is kegufoi legavi? We said that koichai is kegufoi legavi ritzicha v'shoigeg. But ritzicha v'meizin, when a person's chayiv misa, is a person chayiv misa for ritzicha v'koichai? So that's the question, is how far was, what's, when Rabbi Yechanan says the Torah is machadish, was the Torah machadish a din of koichai kegufoi in Mazik, or was the term Machadesh Koyche Kegufoy in Chayish Mishpa? And then Muki Yosef's going to now raise the question of whether the Torah was Machadesh Koyche Kegufoy in Kol HaTorah Kulo, even in Hilcha Shabbos.
This is Koyche Kegufoy, this is a broadening of the definition of Koyche itself.
Much of it's different.
Because Kofa Gufo is saying, my koach, I mean, everyone agrees if you shoot an arrow at somebody, it's Kofa Gufo, you're chayav.
Right.
But that's Kofa Gufo, question. But this is Kofa saying that Kofa is not just force, but like causation. Right? It's not just if I shoot an arrow, it's if I light a fire that extends through some other means. That's a Chedesh Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan agrees Kofa Gufo.
Correct. No, right. No.
It's not a question of Kofa Gufo, it's a question of what's Kofa mean.
Well, I still think the same things. What's kocho? And now when I limit kocho is I plant it in the kocho gufa. No?
Did we say kocho gufa for other?
Was that?
That we established. Kocho gufa for other is for sure higher for that.
How do you find kocho?
Right. That's the question. Not if we apply
kocho gufa
elsewhere, but it's what does
kocho
mean?
Correct. Okay, good. Correct. Yeah, correct. Is that correct? So that will. When it comes to Ritzicha Mimezim, so Koichai is going to be Oser, but a Chiyav Misa will only be a certain subset of Koichai called Garmi, not Grom. Alright? By Hezek, the same thing will be the same. Hezek is certainly true. By Ritzicha is Machlaikis with it. But Hezek is certainly true that it'll be a subset of koichin called garmi, not groma.
Groma is considered kofa,
so? Is that?
Groma is considered kofa?
I mean, that might be the...
Okay.
That might be the issue. Let's say when it comes to Shabbos, so there the issue will be whether we say Kocha Gegufa in Shabbos. All right, we're going to ahead of ourselves. It'll be we'll work on Eretz on Monday. Okay. Good. I assume in the past that we've learned the Rambanan and Leisakis Es Haaretz.
Yeah, we did.
No, we'll check the archives.
I don't think we usually have shir from Zephyr.
It's very possible.
Later.
What?
Is
that? Later. Achrimus is usually later.
It's too late.
It's earlier.
Okay, Phil, we never did the Rambanan Leisakis.
Yeah,
we
haven't done
Kedoshim
and
Shabbos. Right. It could be that.
It could be reading the Pesach.